Amen. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome if you just arrived today, like I have with friends. It's good to be at camp and good to see people I know and meet people I don't know. God is good. Amen?
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I'm just trying to warm you up. You're doing pretty good. All right. I want to begin every service with a psalm. You probably know this, most of you on the staff, that the theme is praise the Lord. And I thought, well, it's good to start with a psalm that to begin with. I'll have one in the evening and one in the morning. This one's from Psalm 55, verses 17 through 19. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry out loud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. Isn't that something? For there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from old. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God for that. We're going to have a time of prayer this evening. It's not going to be a long meeting. Many of us have traveled and had a busy day, but there's going to be a lot for us to pray about. Let's begin by singing together a great hymn of the church, number 23.
Our Great Savior.
Number 23. And if you're willing and able, let's stand and sing this together. And then you've been doing it, but let's offer up some worship to the Lord, to praise his name together, to exalt him. Thank you, Lord. Just love this song so far. You know why? It's my favorite hymn, and I do call it out a lot. But you know what I like about it? It's an honest hymn. And the verse we just sang said, sometimes failing. Sometimes we don't always get it right. Is there anybody here that always gets it right? He's kind. Sometimes. You know, as soon as I saw you, I said, there's a guy that possibly gets it right, but you just got it wrong tonight. So it's one against you. But you know, I like what it says, this hymn. Because even though it talks about sometimes we don't get it right, The chorus comes up and says, hallelujah, what a Savior. We have a Savior who takes us as we are and makes us what we ought to be. You know, that grace that is poured out from Calvary means that I can approach an unapproachable God just as I am. I don't, you know, we as people don't want sometimes other people to approach us. And God opens the door. But that grace also, we read in Titus, teaches us how to live and how to navigate in these times. Are these not difficult times to know how do I live as a Christian? But we have the Holy Spirit and we have the Savior, right? Yeah. Who guides us and teaches us. Thank God for that. So I love that verse. In our weakness, let's hide ourselves in Him. Tempt, tried, sometimes failing. The third verse, it gets better and better, folks. So, you know, let's raise the volume. And let's, you know, shake off this rainy weather and just exalt our Savior. Third verse.
Jesus, what a help in sorrow.
Savior we have. Lord, we love you and we adore you, O God. Our great King, we praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He inhabits the praises of his people. And our Lord is here, and we acknowledge your presence, O Lord. We bow before your presence. O God, you are an awesome God. And we are thankful, Lord, that we have this great privilege of just coming together as a body of Christ and exalting you and praising you. Join all the choruses of heaven. O Lord, we don't want them to outshout us. We are thankful. We're the saved. We're the rescued. And we thank you. We're thankful, Lord God, that you made a way for us to come boldly before the throne of grace. And we come boldly, not on our own merit. Oh, no, we wouldn't dare, God. We come on the merit of Jesus Christ. He made a way for us. He made a way for us. And all our burdens and all our cares, all of our tribulations, we find a comfort and a rescue in your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
Let's sing it again.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust.
Mighty name. Praise that mighty name, O God. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you. We praise that mighty name. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, dear God. We praise your mighty name, Lord. We thank you, dear Father. Our wonderful Savior, our wonderful King, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Shall we be seated? Amen. You know, it's good to praise the Lord. He deserves it. He's worthy of it. And it's health to us. It's good for us to. I'm thankful. I grew up in a church where we worship the Lord, and I attend a church where we worship the Lord. I like to say to our folks, you know, we're not Pentecostal, we're not charismatic, we're not anything but worshipers of Jesus Christ. Amen. We praise Him. We're not, you know, that's why we worship Him, because of our great salvation. I like to tell a story of that. See that gentleman up there, that
picture of that gentleman smiling. He's smiling because he knows that none of us pastors look at the clock. But you know, he was a wonderful servant of God. His name was Joseph Wanamaker. And he was, when I got to know him, he was a frail man, a beautiful violinist. And I had the privilege of, when I lived here at the camp, of having him come and visit. And we were anxious to hear him give the word of God and to play his violin. And when I was the waiter one morning, and he came down, and he was a Hungarian man, and he had quite a high voice, and he came up to me, and he said, "Praise the Lord!" And he poked me. And I said, "What do you say?" I said, "Amen." And he said, "I said, praise the Lord!" And he gave me another good hard poke for a frail guy. And I said, "Amen." So I thought I had to say it louder, you know, because he came at me again. And he said, "I said, praise the Lord." So I said, "Amen." And now it was getting ridiculous. I said, "Praise," and he poked me again. And I finally got it on the fourth time. And I said, "Praise the Lord," right? Oh, it was a lot. It was really good. What a wonderful servant of God, though. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to be worshiping. You are a bunch of fanatics. You are a bunch of fanatics. Well, that's good. He is worthy of praise. And maybe you're here and you come from a fellowship where you don't praise the Lord. Maybe this isn't the kind of service that you have where we just spend some time worshiping like this and in a protracted way. Well, guess what? We won't tell anybody when you go home that you've been praising the Lord. Okay, so don't get nervous. So feel free to just worship the Lord here. Maybe one night I'll talk about, I talked about this at home, about how wonderful it is sometimes to raise your hands to the Lord. It's so much of that in the Bible. It's not just spiritual calisthenics, you know. Some churches have spiritual calisthenics, but it's in the Bible about exalting him that way.